The National Election Security Task Force has been reactivated to commence work towards the November 7 elections. The task force is to serve as the front line for elections intelligence collection, as well as analysis and application of information in support of law enforcement for national security. The Acting Inspector General of Police, John Kudalo, who was speaking at the activation of the task force in Accra, said it will also ensure effective coordination of security matters across the country. Naomi Komi has more.
The National Election Security Task Force was instituted in 2012 to monitor election activities and to ensure free, fair and transparent elections. The task force is made up of all security agencies like the Ghana Armed Forces, the National Fire Service, Immigration, the Prison Service and others. The IGP said elections play a critical role in every democratic dispensation, hence the establishment of the National Election Security Task Force. He said the police service will not tolerate unauthorized private security bodies known as vigilante groups.
We are all aware of the proliferation of the formation of unauthorized private security bodies of armed youth, better known as vigilante groups, within and outside a number of political parties. The growing phenomenon of armed youth who try to take the law into their own hands cannot be allowed to continue, as they do not feature in our scheme of providing security to citizens and residents in Ghana. To this end, meetings have been scheduled with party executives these groups.
Mr. Kudalo was, however, confident that with the establishment of the Election Security Task Force and collaboration between the security agencies, there will be a free, fair and transparent election. The deputy chairperson at the Electoral Commission, Amadou Souli, said the commission is looking at the various recommendations of the Supreme Court and will endeavor to implement some before November 7.
The last general election was 7 December, so it became imperative that the law needed to be amended. Working on that before we do the election on the 7th of November, that area needs some amendment, and we already started that process. And there are other areas where we are doing also the same, like the registration of voters. The current law, which is here 72, will have to be amended so that it will be in line. For every game that you undertake, you need to look at the legal framework. So there are other amendments which we are doing, and we are.
The outgoing Minister for the Interior, Mark Oyongo, said due to the importance attached to this year's elections, the task force has been replicated at the regional and district levels. This, Mr. Oyongo said, will deal with all election security-related issues in a coordinated manner before they degenerate into bigger problems.
It is my hope that the activation of the task forces at the national, regional and district level and the strategies to be adopted by these task forces will also effectively deal with undesirable incidents such as shooting, ballot box snatching, vandalization of property and other acts of violence. Let me emphasize and butcher that apart from these task forces, no other security group, be it private or political, will be allowed to provide any form of security for the forthcoming elections.